Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Wet, rainy weather across large parts of the Gauteng province. Please, if you're on the road, switch your headlights on, reduce your speed and drive with care. And then in central Joburg, you can expect delays on the M1 South heading towards the Crown Interchange.
AfriForum welcomes the ruling by the High Court in Pretoria allowing the publication of the 2024 matric results next week. The information regulator's urgent application to block the release was dismissed. AfriForum's Ilana Bailey says the decision is part of a broader discussion on balancing privacy with public interest.
The matriculants of 2024 will basically have the same rights that the matriculants of previous years had. Only the matriculation numbers will be published, so there will be adequate protection of their privacy. And we hope that the case about the merits of publication will be heard early in 2025.
And US President-elect Donald Trump says he cannot rule out using military or economic force to retake control of the Panama Canal and seize Greenland. Denmark and Panama have rejected any suggestion that they would give up territory. Trump says US control of Greenland and the Panama Canal is vital to the nation's national security. I'm Emil Pinard, more news at 5.
We start off with some cricket news. The Pakistan Cricket Board has relocated February's Tri-Nation One Day International Series with New Zealand and South Africa from Multan to Lahore and Karachi, the two cities that are set to host the Champions Trophy later on in the month. The PCB said the move was due to advanced stage preparations of the Lahore Gaddafi Stadium and the Karachi National Stadium, which will host six of the 12 Champions Trophy matches in the group stage. New Zealand ripped through Sri Lanka's top order earlier today to win the rain-reduced second one-day international in Hamilton by 113 runs and clinched the series. Sri Lankan spinner Mahesh Takeshna took a hat-trick as the home side posted 255 for 9 of just 37 overs, but the tourists could only muster 142 all-out in their 30 overs. And as Newcastle completed a smash-and-grab 2-0 victory over Arsenal in the Carabao Cup first leg semi-final at the Emirates Stadium in London yesterday, the Magpies striker Alexander Isak says that there's still a lot of work to be done. Isak opened the scoring 8 minutes before the interval, then turned from scorer to provider for Anthony Gordon. And that was in the 51st minute as Newcastle secured a win in a contest they failed to dominate. And Julian Lopetegui's scheduled press conference ahead of Friday's game against Aston Villa has been cancelled. But the Spaniard still took training earlier today, despite Graham Potter waiting in the wings for the Spaniard's job at the London Stadium. Lopetegui arrived at West Ham's training ground earlier today and led the players in their preparations for the FA Cup third round game. Now that is dedication indeed. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7 on Jacaranda FM.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up.